What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's get on to the situation of Hillary's health. It is a valid concern. Now, article over at the Gateway Pundit is asking, what's wrong with her? Hillary has no campaign rallies scheduled on her calendar. She's got a whole bunch of fundraising, but hardly any rallies. Of course, not much point in holding rallies when nobody's really showing up. And Hillary knows she can't win the honest election, so why bother? She's going right into the massive election fraud. Now, right now in Pennsylvania, swing state, battleground state, Trump is leading Hillary by 5 points. Hillary is in serious trouble right now. They're trying as hard as they can to hide it. Hillary's campaign is in as much trouble as the economy, and they're doing everything they can to cover it up. More and more people are starting to follow my lead, and they're not talking about reasons to vote for Donald Trump. They're starting to really look at all the reasons we have to be voting against Hillary Clinton. And like I said, if we get to November and that ballot is Hillary Clinton versus Godzilla, the lizard gets my vote. So we're seeing this article out here on USDefenseWatch.com, no less, saying if Trump loses, it's going to be a new America because Hillary is already promising to bring in 100,000 more Syrian Muslim refugees. She's promising total amnesty for 20 to 30 million illegal aliens. Hillary Clinton is trying to buy the White House by taking our country that was built by the American people generation after generation after generation in order to bequeath to our children, and she's stealing that legacy and bartering it to all these illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for their votes. And, of course, it's part of that larger New World Order agenda to drop all borders. Jean-Claude Juncker is still out there saying borders are borders have to go away. Of course, he lives in a gated and fenced community, but borders are bad for you. And if we dump enough Syrians into Sweden, well, it's not really going to be Sweden anymore, so why should we even bother having a border? Why should we even have Sweden on the map anymore? Now, Judge Jeanine Pirro came on out pointing out why Hillary's support among the black population is softening. And she said, what have the Democrats actually done for minorities? And she says, what they have done is create all of these social programs to keep the minorities dependent and subservient. We're not going to give you jobs to build a better life. We'll just give you welfare payments. And you will be dependent on us, and you will vote for us, because otherwise the welfare payments go away. Dependency is slavery, and that's what the Democrats have been doing to the minorities. They may not realize they're slaves, but they are. When they are dependent on any government handout, they are slaves. And Judge Jeanine pointed that out correctly. I understand that movie Hillary's America makes that point. Now, Hillary Clinton is starting to pull together her transition team. She's that confident she's going to steal this election. And it already gives away that a Clinton presidency will just continue the policy of corporatocracy. It's going to be all CEOs and big bankers and all these people coming on in to carve up this nation for themselves just a little bit more. She has absolutely nobody on her transition team that has any interest whatsoever in repairing the economy for the ordinary Americans. They're just there to keep the plundering going. Now, let's talk about all the dead bodies that keep falling down. The most recent near miss being Julian Assange. Now, WikiLeaks has come on out with a statement. They're convinced that the individual who tried to break into the Ecuadorian embassy in London was there to cause Julian Assange harm. And there's been a new wrinkle in this, because under diplomatic rules, the physical security of an embassy is the responsibility of the host country. When the security at the Ecuadorian embassy chased off the individual who was trying to break in, they called the London Police Department, who did not show up for 2 hours. Had to make sure that the assassin had a two-hour head start getting to wherever they were going to go. This stinks to high heck, and I'm hoping that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks are going to say, no more waiting. We're just going to put it on out there. Because it's one thing to assassinate somebody to prevent the release of incriminating information. It's quite another to go through all the cost and trouble and the risk of exposure of an assassination just for revenge. You generally don't see that. When you look at the dead bodies list, these are people who were thought to be in possession of damaging information. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this time. And let's get on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Things are really heating up in a bad way over there. Basically setting all the propaganda and spin and rhetoric aside, the U.S. has just invaded Syria, and they're issuing a warning to both Syria and Russia, don't mess with us. They've basically declared this swath of territory where U.S. boots are on the ground. They're still trying to maintain that story. We're fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but don't you come near us. And it's leading people to say, has the U.S. just declared a no-fly zone in Syria? Because that is a serious, serious business. Remember when they went into Iraq, they declared a no-fly zone. And even back then, it was not judged that the U.S. actually has a right under international law to declare a no-fly zone over anywhere. They just went ahead and did it. And this is a harbinger of further military action. The U.S. is getting ready to literally invade Syria and finally get rid of that gosh darn pesky Assad. But they're still trying to convince you this is all about ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The Pentagon actually came out with a ludicrous statement saying that technically it's not a no-fly zone. It's an exclusion zone. But of course, it means exactly the same thing. Any Syrian planes or Russian planes that come into the exclusion zone will be fired on. And the Pentagon is actually out there saying, yes, they will fire on any Russian and Syrian jets that stray into the the exclusion zone. And I know why they're escalating this thing. If Russia is able to help Syria kick out the U.S.-backed terrorists, it's a new Vietnam, and the U.S. can't tolerate that. If they lose in Syria, this whole agenda to militarily conquer the Middle East and shackle it to the U.S. dollar is going to start coming apart. So, let's see. Just had to do something here on my server. There's really too many buttons and boxes over here. So, let's talk about that picture that came out not too long ago about this wounded Syrian child. And we're not even really sure he was really wounded, because in the video, he reaches up to scratch what is supposed to be the wound on his forehead, and he doesn't wince from it. Now, I've worked enough with makeup to know that if you have sensitive skin, makeup itches a lot. And that's what it looks like to me. But I'm not the only person with doubts about this. Blacklisted News is out there saying this is propaganda for the Syrian regime change. They put out this photo of the kids. Oh, this terrible child. We have to go into Syria to prevent more of this from happening. Well, the only reason people are being killed in Syria is because the U.S. has for 5 years been trying to get Bashar al-Assad out. They have used all these lies about Assad gassing his own people. Then they change the story. We're not really after Assad. We're after ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Then we find out Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda to send them against Assad. Then Russia comes on in, and now the U.S. is escalating. This is going to spin completely out of control. China is accusing the West of faking the photos of Omran Dagnish and saying it was just... it was staged, beginning to end. Cliched anti-Russian propaganda. And the part that really stands out, in theory, there's a bombed building there, possibly with people still buried in it. And in the background of this video with this little boy, you see 15 people wearing the costumes of first responders doing absolutely nothing. Look for what should be there and isn't. Like the pop on the pickle jar. Now, Russia, for the moment, has withdrawn from Iran's airbase. The Western media is saying, oh, this signals Russia's giving up, Russia's running away. And Russia's saying, no, we're going to be back. Meanwhile, if you're wondering why you haven't heard anything about what's going on in Yemen, well, there's a reason. The corporate media doesn't want you to know. The Saudi war crimes are piling up. They're bombing more hospitals. They're using chemical weapons against Yemen civilians. The U.S. is trying to distance itself by pulling its own people out of Yemen, but it's still fully on board supporting what Saudi Arabia is doing. And what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen is committing war crimes, including the use of chemical weapons. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. There was about the little boy in Syria, which may be, you know, propaganda thing. Short time ago, there was another little boy in Syria who was beheaded. And we didn't even get to see his face, but he was beheaded by one of these supposed moderate groups armed and funded by the U.S. We're so worried about the children.
Well, we're only worried about the children that can be used to sell more war to the American people. I mean, this is one kid. They make a picture of him. They make a big deal about it. Of course, all the children and women and civilians who've been killed by all this U.S. bombing, they never get on the media. They don't count. If they're not useful to the propaganda machine, then they're effectively invisible.
There's a girl, I don't know if you've heard of her, a young woman, I should say. She's called the Syrian girl, and she posts videos on YouTube regularly. And she did a piece comparing these two children, the one that was a poster boy and the other one who was beheaded, and without us really even seeing his face. And she showed us his face. She didn't show the beheading, but in other videos we know that immediately after. And the little boy was begging to be shot. He was 11 or 12 years old, and he was begging to be shot instead of being beheaded. Those were our people. We were funding that group that did that.
Yeah, where the U.S. government is funding all of those people. They don't want the American people to know, but it's leaked out. State Department documents, some of the Hillary emails. Technically, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is guilty of treason, which is legally defined as providing aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. We're told that we're in this war on terror and that our enemy in this war is ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And here we have the documents that Hillary Clinton, first of all, she smuggled a bunch of weapons to Libya in defiance of a United Nations weapons ban. Then after Gaddafi was dead, they smuggled those weapons over to Syria to give to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's technically an act of treason.
Yeah. A guy named Scott Bennett documented that.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm very disappointed about this supposed no-fly zone in Syria. I thought that it was almost over, and that's why they went skipping over to Libya.
It was almost over, but it was almost over in a way that was unacceptable to the United States. They were looking at a repeat of the Vietnam debacle. And so now the U.S. has gone on in and simply declared, this piece of ground is now ours, stay out or we'll shoot you. And they're saying it's not a no-fly zone, it's an exclusion zone. No, it's a beachhead for an invasion. The U.S. is physically invading Syria right now.
I see that.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay, there we are. All righty. Now, over in Turkey, Erdogan is really going crazy. He's confiscating the assets of anybody linked to that cleric who's hiding out in Pennsylvania. And that situation is not going away anytime soon. So getting on here. Here's an interesting little article. This came out of Russia Today. Great Britain, in describing the difficulties in their foreign policy, is basically saying that British wars abroad have two enemies. First of all, there's the official enemy, whether it is Syria or Iraq or any of these other situations. And then there's the other enemy, which is public opinion. According to the British government, public opinion is a big enemy that they have to wage war against. And we're seeing that same thing here in the United States. Remember that State Department spokesman who came on out and said, of course we have to lie to you to get what we want. And so in the eyes of the British government, the public is now the enemy. Hillary Clinton's already come on out and said the independent media is her enemy. Because when you live under a government that lies to you, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Viva la revolution. Now, over in the Ukraine, Poroshenko, despite some comments from the United States to try and tone things down, Poroshenko is moving forward on his agenda. Russian invasion is imminent. Russian invasion is imminent. He's getting ready to conscript 100,000 men and build himself a new army to defend his country against the Russian invasion. Putin is not going to invade. Putin has not bit at any of Poroshenko's or anybody else's provocations. What Poroshenko is probably going to do is he's going to take those Hungarian tanks that he bought when he first came to power. Remember, we reported on this? Poroshenko went over to Hungary and he bought a bunch of old Russian tanks. They're a model that Ukraine does not even use. They're junkers. He bought them for their scrap metal price. They're totally useless, but Poroshenko could tow them over to the border, paint them in modern Russian colors, bomb the heck out of them and say, oh, see, we caught Russia sending in an armored column to our country. The war is on. And Poroshenko is basically betting his entire country that he can provoke a war with Russia and the U.S. will be forced to come in on the Ukraine side. And he may well be right. Certainly in our country, the war hawks who want a real war with Russia and China, if they think Donald Trump is going to win in November, they'll start the war now and stick him with it, the way Herbert Hoover was stuck with the Depression of the 1930s. So Poroshenko is just out there. And again, we need to keep remembering, Poroshenko has these old Russian tanks that he bought from Hungary for scrap metal value. He could paint those in current Russian colors, tow them to the border, bomb them, and then say, we stopped the Russian invasion. Right now, that's about the only gambit he's got, because Putin is not going to invade Ukraine. Putin knows that's what the U.S. war hawks want. He's not going to do it. Putin will defend the Russian border, but he's not going to step over it. Remember all the times we've been told Russia's intruding, Russia's there. They showed pictures of Russian tanks, and people would use the Google image search, and they'd identify the photo. Yeah, it's a Russian tank. The photo was taken 3 years ago in another part of the world, and the corporate media kept putting it up there, saying, this is a Russian tank inside Ukraine. And we catch them lying, and they just go on lying again. Now, China has sent... Well, actually, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Ray in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Mike. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Hello, can you hear me?
All right, okay. Mike, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, sir, I emailed you. Did you get that? I told you Monday that I would send you the pictures, evidence, that you wanted.
Refresh my memory. Which pictures were those? I get a lot of email. I'm sorry if I don't keep track of it all. Hello?
I can hear you. I think I'm what I'm doing is I'm watching you. I'm watching you and I'm listening to you on the radio, but now I shut the radio off.
Yeah, because okay. There's a time delay there. Here,
there's a time delay.
You're talking.
What I did is I emailed you the information about DHS at the Social Services Office, and Obama announced yesterday. We're right on track because Obama announced yesterday that he's turning over the general, not the primary, but the general election over to DHS. That means what's going to happen is they're going to run all registered voters that collect entitlement, they're going to run them through the DHS department, the social services department, where they have banks of computers on the wall. And they're going to go electronic vote. There will be no transparency. And Obama will have control of all the votes from the entitlement citizens. And since the 1960s to 2016, there's 60 million illegal immigrants in our country collecting entitlement.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes.
And in those
states where they've struck down the voter ID laws, these illegals can vote. All they need is a manufactured registration. And like I said, Hillary is literally taking the nation that was built by generation after generation of the American people and is bartering it to the illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for votes. Talk about a betrayal.
There's a way to stop it.
Okay.
We can write up a claim, an estoppel letter, to each and every Superior Court justice at the 435 districts. And we boot an estoppel letter and stop the Social Services Office in each county until they delineate non-legals from legals. And that's legal because Superior Court can uphold the federal law, which the non-citizen vote is illegal and federally, and Superior Court is for the civil rights of people.
Well, it sounds good in theory. It sounds good in theory until you realize that our entire justice system is corrupt from top to bottom. It's not just Loretta Lynch.
I know that.
James Comey.
I know that.
We understand that the people who are supporting Hillary Clinton, whether they're the feminists or the drug industry in this country, they don't care about the law. They'll do whatever it takes here. And it is going to be a huge, huge problem. What we really need to do is to fight back in support of voter ID laws. I mean, the Gallup poll says it right there.
We cannot do it that way. It'll be too late. Clarence Thomas said that it'll be too late.
Well, it's not too late.
It'll be too late.
Here's what we need to do. In the states where Hillary's lawyers are trying to overturn the voter ID laws, we need to basically go in and oppose that. We need to protect the voter ID laws that are still on the books. Okay, that's something.
I follow you.
All right.
What's going to happen is Obama's going to lay down the same day bill. I'm not hearing anything.
Well, no, I'm listening to you. I know about the same day bills, where you're allowed to register the same day that you vote. And the problem with that, of course, is there's no way under that system to see if you're registered in any other districts or precincts in the state. Again, they're literally re-engineering the elections to allow for massive election fraud, because that's the only way Hillary's going to get the White House.
If there's not an estoppel letter presented through every
Well, I don't think that's going to work either. We got to let you go. We got to let you go for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And with all apologies to Ray, we have reached a stage in the history of this country where the ability to change the system legally just doesn't exist anymore. The system always protects itself. It hardens itself against outside interference. Everybody working inside this system, they know how corrupted it is. They know it could come crashing down the way the former Soviet Union did, destroyed by its own internal rot, corruption, and unpayable debt. They're all looking at their paychecks and their mortgages, and they want things to go on just the way they are right now. And anybody coming in with any kind of a legal document that might upset the system, you're just going to be dismissed. And again, look at FBI Director James Comey, who sat there on TV listing felony violations of Title 18 committed by Hillary Clinton and then refused to recommend charges. It is a thoroughly corrupted system. It doesn't care about the law. It doesn't care about what's right or moral or ethical. It is thinking solely in terms of its survival and perpetuation. And that's it. Now, this November election, we already know it's going to be fraudulent. We know we've got an uphill fight overcoming that fraud by giving Donald Trump so much of a landslide victory that attempting to reverse it will telegraph to the world exactly what's going on. Whether you're wearing a taped tee or you're wearing red clothes, if we make it obvious what the real support for Donald Trump was in a way that cannot be denied or hidden, then that makes declaring Empress Hillary the first to be the winner very, very, very dicey, because that could trigger a mass uprising of the American people. Because that will destroy that illusion that the American people still have some control over their country. It will send an unqualified message. We live in a dictatorship where the rulers are picked from among the party faithful, just like the former Soviet Union. And the fact that we have two ruling parties instead of one really doesn't make a lot of difference, because it's all the same people. Now then, getting on back to the war zones. Apparently last June, it's only coming out now. Last June, China sent a strongly worded protest to a high-level Japanese official saying that Tokyo should not send its self-defense forces to join U.S. operations that test the freedom of navigation in the disputed South China Sea. This was just announced. Now, here we're getting into some very subtle areas of maritime law. As long as Japan and the U.S. stay in international waters, respecting the territorial waters of China, everything's going to be fine. But we already know that the U.S. is challenging the territorial waters by sailing inside those boundaries. And let's be honest, there really isn't all that much to these islands. Nobody cared about the islands until the U.S. started looking for an excuse to declare war against the yuan and the ruble. It's like when Great Britain went to war over the Falkland Islands. What was at stake there? Sheep. Not much else. But any excuse to get a war going. Now, apparently North Korea is becoming very concerned about defections from North to South Korea, to the point where they have started laying anti-personnel mines along their side of the DMZ. Now, the DMZ is some of the most heavily mined territory on Earth already, but apparently North Korea wants to add more mines on their side, not to defend against South Korea, but to keep their own military forces from defecting. Not that they would go through the DMZ anyway. They're not really thinking very clearly there. Now, here's an interesting story, and it has to do with this retired four-star admiral, James Lyons, who basically is of the opinion that Obama and Hillary Clinton literally set up the raid on the Benghazi consulate. And this was a theory I actually proposed myself right after it happened, where Barack Obama was looking for something that would make him look presidential, to deal with a hostage crisis, to prove that he wasn't Jimmy Carter. And at the same time, of course, erase that paper trail of all these illegally smuggled weapons from Libya to Syria, to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which had gone through that consulate in Benghazi. And if we're right, if this retired four-star Admiral James Lyons is right, it explains why the White House did not send in any forces to support the consulate. Remember, the official story is that nobody was around, nobody could reach them. The Pentagon has now destroyed that story, saying, yes, they had forces within easy, rapid reach of the consulate, and the White House did not authorize them to go. So let's get into the economic news here. Corporate defaults are accelerating and getting worse. And just go down to your local shopping mall. Look at all the retail vacancies. And we're technically getting into the holiday shopping season. They got the Halloween stuff up at the markets. They got the Thanksgiving stuff up at the markets down at the mall here at the bottom of the hill. I'm not kidding. The Christmas stuff is already up there on display. They're desperate to wring a few more pennies out of us. And a lot of these retailers, they can't make it to Christmas. They're having to close now. Normally, they can get their investors to say, we'll hold you over for one more holiday shopping season, and then if they don't make it, they fold in January or February. They're not even able to do that any longer. The Federal Reserve is now saying in the next financial crisis that everybody knows is coming, they're going to need $4 trillion to prevent the Federal Reserve from collapsing, or keep the stock market from collapsing. What does that $4 trillion mean for you? It means the money you already have in your pocket, the money that you traded your labor for, will lose value. It's like Lord Voldemort waving his evil magic wand. And real purchasing power disappears from your pocket and reappears in the pockets of the Wall Street bankers. That's what $4 trillion in instantly created money represents to you. Over in Ireland, their biggest bank is now starting to charge depositors negative interest rate on savings account. If you want to have a bank account with us, you will pay us for the privilege. What a reversal from what we were all taught a savings account was supposed to be. You would deposit your money in the bank. The bank would reloan it out at interest and share that interest with you so that your money would grow. That was the reason to have it in a savings account. And now that's gone away. It's hard to imagine what point there is in even having as a savings account any longer. Why not keep the money under your own control, hidden in the mattress, buried with a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation? Because if you leave your money in the bank at negative interest, you know beyond all doubt it's going to start disappearing. Now, we know that here in the United States of America, Wall Street, in particular the Federal Reserve, have been handing out money through this back discount window to keep certain financial institutions afloat. And nobody knows how much money has gone out there. And now we're finding out they're doing the same thing over in Europe. The European Central Bank is secretly handing cash to selected corporations to keep them afloat. It's all being propped up by instantly created out-of-thin-air money to make it look like the economy is doing good and fool the public so that the oligarchs can go on saying, look, the economy's fine. Look at the stock market. Look at these corporations. They're doing great. And if you're homeless and hungry and jobless, it has to be your own fault. I mean, you can't blame us in the government. We're doing the best that we can. So let's talk about Obamacare. It is an epic fail by any description you want to put on it. It has failed in its overt purpose of making health care affordable to the American people. In fact, the reality is, even when adjusted for inflation, health care in the United States is now 800% higher per person than it was back in 1960. That is including the adjustment for inflation. Obamacare has failed in its covert purpose, which was to generate billions in windfall profits for the health insurance companies, who would then give the U.S. government a mafia-like piece of the action in the form of corporate taxes. That didn't work. The American people are tapped out. We don't have the money to buy these compliant policies, and these insurance companies are starting to fall apart. It wasn't thought all the way through, and they're still making economic policy decisions in this firm belief that there's still plenty of wealth out here in flyover country, and all they have to do is figure out a way to scam it out of us and all will be well. No, it isn't. When you send out those claws and down to the bottom of that barrel, all you're going to get back are wood chips. There's nothing else left there. Every time there's a new tax or a new fee or a new whatever, it means the American people have to go without something else. And that means the net increase in revenue activity is nil. The net increase in tax revenues is nil. It is counterproductive. it isn't working any longer. Now, let's talk about immigration, because it's a touchy situation. And lately, the European media has started to deny terror attacks as being terror attacks and simply declare them all, it's mental illness. No, it wasn't a terror attack. And yes, they were shouting Allah Akbar or Aloha Snack Bar or whatever it is they shout. But no, they were mentally ill. They're not terrorists. They're just mentally ill. Okay, still the same problem. Why do you have open borders letting these violent, mentally ill people into our countries? Remember when Sweden handed out these little rubber elastic bracelets to girls saying, I don't want to be touched, so that they wouldn't be assaulted by the migrants? And the migrants started collecting those bracelets like trophies from all the girls that they'd assaulted. 20, 30 of them up their arm. Big man. Well, Germany is now giving young girls no tattoos. Tattoo the word no on them. You know, Germany, they're real big on tattooing people. To stop the Muslim migrants from sexually attacking them in the public pools. I don't think that's going to work. I'm sure the migrants already know these girls don't want that kind of attention. The girls are making it very clear they don't want the attention. The migrants don't care. This is a move by Germany to make it look like they're trying to deal with the problem without actually dealing with the problem. And we see so much of that. Oh, yes, we're doing something. We're making signs. We're putting up posters. We're dealing with the situation. We're, you know, we've got TV commercials to make things better. Now, the good news is these no tattoos Germany are giving young girls are temporary. They fade away after a while, which I guess is a really good thing here. But the problem is only going to get worse. Story coming out of the Express in Great Britain. A population expert has warned that even larger waves of migrants are preparing to head for Europe. It's a tinderbox situation, leaving the continent literally on the verge of collapse. In this rush to create a new world order, one world population blended together, they may tear the whole EU apart. And that would be their downfall, wouldn't it? And this expert goes on to say, the causes of the refugee crisis have not changed. Well, that's pretty much obvious, because the causes of the refugee crisis are all these wars the U.S. is fighting in all these countries that made these people refugees in the first place. How come nobody ever talks about stopping those wars as a way to deal with the refugee crisis? That, to me, would be a good idea. The U.S. wars made these people refugees. It's the biggest refugee crisis since World War II. It's underway right now. So, now, apparently, there has been an attack over in Virginia, over in Roanoke, and the attacker was yelling Aloha Snack Bar, or whatever it is they yell, and attempted a beheading. And it didn't get a lot of coverage. And the FBI has launched a federal terrorism investigation into this stabbing. But apparently, according to ABC, U.S. authorities had been aware of this guy, 20-year-old Wasil Faruqi, in the Roanoke area. They knew he was a problem. In the past year, he traveled to Turkey. He may have tried to sneak into Syria, where ISIS is recruiting. And they let him back into this country, and he went and he tried to behead somebody in Virginia. So remind us again how this open borders thing is supposed to be working out for all of us. And I get all these emails saying, well, you know, it's only a few Muslims. We shouldn't demonize them all. And I accept that. I wish we could get the same deal for the gun owners, where the actions of a few crazies whose brains are melted on prescription antidepressants aren't used to justify gun seizures from law-abiding safe gun users. But that's not the world that we live in. There has to be a reasonable control at the border. I welcome anybody who wants to be a U.S. citizen who comes in through the legal immigration channels, who is vetted, who's checked for contagious diseases, who's checked for a past criminal record, make sure that they're not a threat, make sure they're a benefit to our society. Come on in. Welcome. I hope we live up to your expectations. We probably won't. But this idea of having no borders at all, look at the mess it's caused in Europe, look at the mess it's causing here in the United States of America, and still these George Soros-owned New World Order junkies are out there saying, no, this is going to be great. It's one world, one planet, one population. It's absurd. Remember what Einstein said was the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome? That's what we're seeing here. They do the same thing over and over and over again. The outcome is the same, and then they scratch their heads and say, oh, it must be Donald Trump's fault. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And on this immigration issue, the Washington Post, which is basically the voice of the government, came out with this editorial attacking Donald Trump, saying that the U.S. needs illegal immigrants to wash dishes and mow lawns. We only have 94 million legal American citizens willing to work who can't find a job for months on end. And I'd like to remind the Washington Post, under current U.S. law, illegal immigrants cannot be hired to wash dishes and mow lawns. They're trying to push this New World Order agenda, and the harder they push, the more we're going to push back. I don't want to be part of a one world mass of humanity with no sense of identity. I'm an American. I was born in Boston. One of my ancestors signed the Declaration of Independence. You have no right to try and erase that heritage. And again, I'm not being racist here. If somebody wants to come to this country through the legal immigration process and be a benefit to our society, welcome, come on in. But this totally open border idea is insane. Because we don't get the best of the people from those source countries. Migration is a filtering process. We're getting the people who couldn't make it in their home countries. If they're successful in their home countries, they're going to stay there. Remember when Israel tried to offer financial inducement to the Iranian Jews to emigrate to Israel, and the Iranian Jews said, no, we're comfortable here. We've lived our lives here. One of the world's oldest continuously operating synagogues is in Iran. They have friends, family, they have businesses, they're comfortable. They weren't going to move. What we have showing up at our borders are the people who couldn't make it in their own country. What we have showing up on our borders are the people who are fleeing prosecution in their home countries. And Hillary Clinton wants to open the doors and let them come on in. Because George Soros wants a one world government and one world private central bank holding us all in debt slavery until we finally go extinct. It is complete insanity. And one of the reasons I have become so opposed to George Soros, to me, George Soros is one of the greatest arguments out there for socialism by demonstrating what people with way too much money can do in terms of mischief. George Soros apparently seems to believe that having billions and billions of dollars gives him the right to treat planet Earth and all of the human race as if they're his personal playthings to play games with. Let's do this. Let's try that. Let's have an experiment. And he's not elected to rule over us. He can't be impeached. He's totally unaccountable. And that's why he is dangerous. Got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification, and we'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.